This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch haba. We're continuing Masechta Nedarim, Daf Nun Tes, Nun Zayin Amud Beis. We brought various opinions regarding the issue of Marbe Gidulin on the Ikar. And on Sunday in the Iyun Show, we learned the amazing Chazoinish that maybe the Lamdus is not Bitul Beshishim, but rather maybe it's a different Lamdus. Maybe the Lamdus is that it's Bittul Bekarka. In other words, maybe it's like Panim Chadoshos, right? Where the new form of this growth is Mavatal, what was there originally. And we brought various opinions regarding Nisrabe Hagidulin. The Gemara brought the opinion of Rabbi Chanina Trisa in the name of Yanai that Batzel Shel Truma for Rabbi Gidulav Alikare Mutter. And then Rabbi Yirmiya and some sort of Zrika said, you're ignoring two cases? Rabbi Avo sending Rabbi Yochanan that it's not Batzel. And Rabbi Shumar Nachmini and Rabbi Yonison said, it's not Batzel. So now, where are we holding in this whole machlokes? We are going to question the opinion of Rabbi Yanai. So in other words, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonasan on Nun Zayin Amud Beis, they held it's not batal. And now we're going to question the shita that it is batal. Okay, Rav Yana is also on Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Masiv Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asked on Rav Yana. The Ran says, L'Rav Yana Parach, the Amar Le'el, Batzel Shel Truma, Sharabu Gidulav Ali Karai, Mutter, the Alma Svirle, the Kulu Gidulin, all Gidulin, Afal Pei She'en Isur and Ayde Karka, even though the Isur is not through Karka, Malin es ha'ikr, it's mevatel the ikr, mishmachi parchle, mikainamais de'ein malin. So now we're going to ask from kainam, which is not mala. Okay. I mean, we're trying to prove, even by non-karka, nisrabe, that the ikr is mevatel, that the gidulim are mevatel ikr. Masav Rami Bar Chama, kainam peirois ha'elu alai. Somebody says, these fruits are koinam on me. Koinam hein alpi. They're koinam on my mouth. Koinam hein lufi. They're koinam to my mouth. Aser b'chilufeyen uv'gidulayen. Your aser in what you exchange it for and what grows out of it. Ah, remember that good case? Your aser in the chilufin and the gidulin. Sha'ani. So that's if you say koinam. Sha'ani oichel v'sha'ani toyim. That which I'm going to eat and that which I'm going to taste, mutter bechilufein uvgidulein. Your mutter in what you exchange it for and what grows out of it. Bedavar shazare kala, in something where the seed disintegrates. Avadavar shein zare kala, afilu gidule gidulein asurin. Even what grows from what grows are asur. So let's say something that ein zare kala. B'davar she'ein zare kala, gidule gidulin are usher. So we see that gidulin are usher. So we see that the gidulin are not mevatel the ikr, but Rav Yanai says they are mevatel the ikr, says the Ran. The Ran doesn't comment. Okay, so that's the Kasha. Amar Rabbi Abba, Shani Kainamais. Kainamais are different. Really, Gidulin are Mevatel. So why by Kainamais are not Mevatel? Because Kainamais are Dvaram Sheish Lamatirin. Because it's a Neder. So you could be Materit. So therefore it's Dvaram Sheish Lamatirin. So there's no Bittel. Ain, we're not Mevat. There's no Bittel on Dvaram Sheish Lamatirin. That's the oldest rule in the world. Everybody knows Davar Sheish Lamatirin has no bitto. Amar Rabbi Amma, Shani Koinamais, Hoyl v'iboy mitshol alayu. Since if you want, you could be materet, you could go to a dayan to be materet. Have a look at davash yesh matirin ve'in batal b'raiv. It's like davash yesh matirin, and it's not batal b'raiv. What do you mean? V'harei truma d'iboy mitshol ala. But truma, you could be mater truma u'batal b'raiv, and it's batal. Now, the Gemara should have asked straight on Rav Yannai, because Rav Yannai said that Truma is batal by the case of Batzel. Look in the Ran. V'harei Truma d'ibay mitshale a'idei Pesach. You could be materet by a Pesach neder or charata. Ay v'hodloi parach le'iyachi v'batzel shet Truma nami amay am Rav Yannai d'gulei malanoisai ibay mitshale v'havadar v'sheshem matirin. Why don't we ask straight on Rav Yannai's case? No, you could easily say, you know what we're talking about? We're talking about, you know how you have truma? You weren't the one who made a truma. You're a Yisrael that it fell to you from your grandfather. So someone else made a truma. So it's not davar sheyesh lo matirin. But we ask from the case of the Braisa that we can ask from the following Mishnah. Where is this Mishnah? That we can't say this answer. Why? What's the case? Sa truma tmeya shenaflu lepachais mimeya chulan. Let's say you have a sa of tamei truma that fell into less than a hundred sa of chulan teirakev. Then you have to let it rot. Halameya. So that's because it fell into less than 100. Halameya tala, but if it fell into 100, it becomes batal. Why would it become batal? But you could be materet. Look in the Ran. Sa truma tameya, naka truma tameya, epik truma tameya, lashmina and rabusa, de diyuka daha lameya. It comes to say, but if it fell into 100, afagav the tameya hi tala, even though it's tamei, it is batal. I don't know what the chiddush of that. Why would you think truma tmeya is not batal? The Ran says a pick truma tmeya to teach even truma tmeya is batal. Not sure why that's a chiddush. Teirakev. If it's not 100, it's left to rot. Even the tamei he loy chazi lekayin lachila, since it's tamei, it's not fit for the kayin to eat. With a hesek nami loyshar, you're not allowed to burn it. The chashin letakala, there's a concern that you're not allowed to burn truma tamei, because if you're going to leave it to burn, somebody might eat it in the interim. Kedisa perakam the psachim. So if you're going to say that a davar nadur is like davar sheish lo matirin and therefore is not batal, why don't we say the same thing for truma? It's also something that you could be mater because it's only truma because you are manader, that it should be truma, but you could be mater truma. You could go to a chacham and be mater your hafrashas truma. Says the Gemara, Amri, you know what we're talking about? B'truma b'yad koyin askinan. We're talking about truma in the hand of a koyin. D'loy motzi mitchal ala. You can't be materet. Why can't you be materet? Because you can only be materet if it's in your possession. Once you give it to the koyin, you can't be materet anymore. Why not? Let's see the Ran. The kiven de zacha ba koin shuv ina yachal lishal ala. Since the koin was zoicha in it, you can't be mater. I'm not sure why. Why can't you be mater just because the koin took it? Because then you're being... Then it's affecting someone? Let's see the... The Rush says, Kivan diyatza mershus Yisrael, v'kiyim ba mitzvas nasina, Since it left the hands of the Yisrael and you fulfilled the mitzvah of giving, you no longer have the capacity to remove the status of truma by being mater. Interesting. That sounds like a nice topic. Why is that the case? Before I give it to the kohen, I can be mater, not after I give it to the kohen. Right? That's interesting. Before I give it to the kohen, I can be mater, not afterwards. Now, the Gemara continues. So the Gemara says, you know why you can't be mater the truma? Because it fell to the hand. It's talking about truma in the hand of the kohen, so you can't be mater anymore. Ihachi, if so, ema seifa. Tell me the seifa. Em hoisa tahira. If it's truma tahira, timacha lekayin. Then sell the whole taruves to the kohen, and he's allowed to eat it. And so it says, sell it to the kohen. What do you mean sell it to the kohen? I thought it's in the hands of the kohen. So clearly, it's not in the hands of the kohen. So not in the hands of the kohen, you should be able to matter it. Why is it not? If it's not in the hands of the kohen, you should be able to matter it. So why is it batal? Says, well, oh, you know what we're talking about? Ela b'Yisrael shenaflu la mibeis avi imay kohen askina. We're talking about Yisrael who inherited truma. How could he inherit truma? How could Yisrael inherit truma? His father's Yisrael. Yeah, but his grandfather's mother's father might be a kohen. So he inherited truma from his grandfather. And it's not, there's no way to be matrid. He's not the one who is mafreshit. So that truma is not davar sheish lo matirim. And it's batal. So Gemara says, that can't be the case here. The case of the onion that we didn't ask from, the case could be that it's truma that he inherited. But the case here can't be it's truma that he inherited. Why? V'hakatani seifa, timacher l'koyin chutz midmei oisa sa. That it says, sell it to the koyin, except for the value of the truma. Because the sa of truma, you need to give, because it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the kohen. But why would I have to sell it then to the kohen except for the value of that sa of truma? I could keep that sa of truma. In other words, it's saying sell the mixture to the kohen, but one sa I have to give to him. Why do I have to give it to him? It's mine. I have ownership over it. I should be able to sell everything. So you can't say that nedarim is davar sheish lo matirin, but truma is not, because it's talking about a case of truma biyad koyein, or you inherited truma, because clearly the Bryce is not talking about that. So we have to say there's a fundamental difference why nedarim is davar sheish lo matirin, and truma is not davar sheish lo matirin. Says Gemara, Ela ema bishlama koinamais mitzvah l'ashtule aleyan. Nedarim is davar sheish lo matirim. Why? Because it's a mitzvah to be matir neder. Mishum de Rabbi Nasan. Damar Rabbi Nasan kol hanoider. If you make a neder, kilu bana bama. It's like building a private mizbeach. V'hamakaymoi. And if you fulfill your neder, kilu makter aleha. It's even worse. It's like you were offering on a bama. So nedarim are very bad. It's bad to make a neder. It's even worse to keep it. Now, it's bad not to keep it, but it's very bad to keep it also. But truma, there's no mitzvah to be matarit, and therefore it's not considered davar sheish lo matirin. By the way, the Maral says, why is someone who make a neder like he built a bama, and if you keep it, it's bad, it's like offering a carbon. He says like this. The greatness of the Jewish people is that we're one entity. Once a guy decides, you know, I'm different than every other Jew. I'm not only also in 613 mitzvahs, I'm also now to eat figs. So now he is extricating himself from the rest of the Jewish people. So he's like, he built a bama for himself. And if he keeps it, he's really showing he's different than everyone. So sometimes it's not good to be extra pious. Sometimes by being extra pious, you're like removing yourself from the entity that is Klal Yisrael. In any event, But by truma, there's no mitzvah to be matter it. Let's see the Ran. Betruma biyad koyin, the kivin the zacha ba koyin shaveni achlishala. Once a koyin is zacha, you can't be matrit. Ivak tani sefer timachal a koyin chutzmed mei oisasa. And if you inherited it, v'id denafulami beis avi imai koyin, amai enim moicher afil oisasa. Why can't you sell that sa? It's yours. Ela koyinamois mitzvah la ashtule alayu. The kivin shekain. Since that is so, ki'ilu itshol alayu dami. Since that is so, it's as if you matered it. A koinam, it's a mitzvah to mater it. Therefore, it's as if you did. What does the Ran mean by that? Why is it as if you did? Since it's a mitzvah too? So it's like it is mutter. So that's not dvarm sheyesh lo matirin. Like, why is it necessary for the Ran to say it's like you did it? The logic of dvarm sheyesh lo matirin is you could do it. Why is it necessary to say it's as if it's done? Right? The logic of dvarm sheyesh lo matirin is because since you could do it. What's an example of Dorm Sheish Matirin? Chametz on Pesach, after Pesach it will be Mutter. Be'er Shenolda B'Yomtev, after Yomtev it will become Mutter. So, therefore, since Dorm Sheish Matirin, let's say the Lavna says, why rely on Bittel? Just wait for it to become Mutter. Why is it necessary to say?
Because you're not doing actions in any of those cases. You have to do actually an action. If you do nothing, if you do, in the case of the two cases you mentioned, of the Beya and the Hametz, you're just waiting, and time will take its place. If you just wait and do nothing, nothing's going to happen. So therefore, he has to say that something that without your action will allow it to become possible.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I hear what he's saying. Also, I think when the Ran says ki'ilu itshel, it doesn't mean it's actually like the nether became mutter. I think he means it's like you asked for it to become mutter. Meaning, davar sheyesh lo matirin means it's going to happen, right? So, okay, you're right. In the case of Yom Tov, in the case of Pesach, it will happen memela. But why is this like it's going to happen? I don't think itchel means mutter. Itchel means you were shoya, you asked. As opposed to by truma, since there's no mitzvah to do it, we don't put it in that category. Okay. Truma, my mitzvah la chule ala ika, hilkach kivin she'ein ha-heter ba me'atzmai, it doesn't happen on its own. V'leka mitzvah la mevet hachi, and there's no mitzvah to do it. Loi mikri davar sheyesh lo matirin. Oh, and then the Ran says, but this is not a license, but don't tell anyone we did this line. The Ran says, hektish, we considered earlier as davar sheyesh lo matirin. Not all hektish is davar sheyesh lo matirin. Hektish bedek habayis is davar sheyesh lo matirin. Because, let's say, I'm makdish my battery measurer, you know, this measures how much juice in my battery to the base of mikdash. What are they going to do with it? So obviously, it's oimed lepedia. It's oimed. I think the lumdus is not that it's considered as if it's done, if it's primed. So since it's mitzvah to do it, it's like I asked for it to be mutter. So if I asked, so it's like oimed for it to be done. Fine. So the Gemara continues. So where are we holding now? That The difference between Nedarim and Truma is Nedarim, it's a mitzvah to be mater, and Truma, there is no such mitzvah. Now, Gufa, we said earlier, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Litra b'tzolam shatikna uzra misasheras l'fikula. Remember we said earlier, you planted a certain measurement of onions, and you took off maaser, and then you planted it. In other words, you had a measure of onions that you took off maaser, and then you planted it again. So then, this opinion was the gidulin is mevatel the ikar, and to such an extent, it's like you never took maaser off the ikar. Misasheres lefikul misasheres lefikul. You have to take off maaser on the whole thing. So we consider the ikar as if you never took maaser off the ikar. So that's going very far. Until now, let's say you had something which is the davar aser. The bittul makes it that it's not aser. It permits the prohibition. But what's going on over here? You already took maaser off the ikar. Now it's going to be considered like that separation never occurred? How does that happen? Isn't that a little bit, that's going further than what classic bittul does? It says, Yosef Rabba v'ka'amar l'hashmaita. Rabba was sitting and he was saying this teaching to who? I guess to Reb Chisda. So Amar le Reb Chisda, man sayislach ul Rabbi Yochanan Rabbach. Who's going to listen to you and Rabbi Yochanan, your teacher? So Rabbi was saying it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Chizu was saying, this is ridiculous. Who would ever listen to such a thing? Why? What's the issue? Heter shebahen leheichan halach. The permissibility of the ikar, because you took maaser. Where did that go? It disappeared? I took off maaser off the ikar. Now what? The fact that I have new gidulin? So the new gidulin, I understand it could be mevatel iser, but it's going to render the ikar like maaser was never taken off. Now, why is that a bigger chiddush than, in other words, if we could understand that the gidulin is mevatel the ikar, why can't we understand that it makes it that the status of the ikar is nullified? Let's see the Ran. Gufa Litra b'tzolam shetikna v'zara kolamer shehifrish kol masrosa misasaras l'fi kula v'loy l'fi gidulan b'vad, not only on what grows, the asu gidulan mevali ikar l'gamri. Frek the Gemara v'chi heter shabahen l'heichan halach. Says Iran, nira be'inai d'hachi maksha. It seems that this is the question. Afilu tema de gidulan shel heter mevatlin ikar. Even if you're going to say that the gidulin of heter are mevatel ikar shel iser. So why is that more elementary than this? Hasam haynu taima. Mishum dekivan sharabu gidulav alikaroi. Since the growth is more than the principle, nimsa shekesha oichel enoi toyem tamo iser. When you eat, you're not tasting the taste of the iser klal. By the way, this is straight up against the Chazonish. Chazonish said that the Gemara fell off the lamdus of roiv, of shishim, being mevatel the tam. It's a lamdus of, it's a new entity. We're not dealing with the bittul of shishim. Shishim, the way shishim works is, you don't detect the flavor. The Chazonish says this has nothing to do with bittul tam. This is a new principle of panim chadash es bolig. Whether you taste it or not, there's a new face over here. The Ran is, I don't know. You see, the Chavra, the Hilch, not the Chavra, the Daf Hashua booklet said that the Chazoinish was learning that the Svar of the Ran was in the beginning of the Sugya. I wasn't convinced that the Ran is falling off of it. I don't think he is. Maybe the Chazoinish has a different pshat in the whole Sugya. But look, the Ran is saying that I understand how gidulin are mevatel the ikar, because when I eat, I don't taste the tam iser. Hilkach afapi she iser shabai mu'urav besoichai, even though the iser is in there, v'loy ozo leila alma, and it didn't disappear, shari, because if what you don't taste doesn't hurt you, but it's still there. Aval gabe meiser kivan de lefi cheshbain hatevel. But by meiser kivan de lefi cheshbain hatevel chai ve'rachman al asure. But by meiser, meaning it doesn't make the ikker not exist. It just makes it that you can't taste the ikker. Okay, great. But the way you're obligated to take off meiser is in proportion to how much tevel is there. Where exactly did it go? By taste, I'll tell you where it went. It went nowhere. It's here. I just don't taste it. So I could eat it. It didn't disappear. It just, the reason why you're not allowed to eat something which is prohibited is because you taste it. But if you could eat it without tasting it, even though it's here, you're allowed to eat it. But why am I obligated to give off meiser from the whole thing? Meiser is proportional. So where exactly did the status of meiser have been taken off already? Where did that go? That's the kasha. Just pointing out, yesterday we learned that the Chazon Ish was madaik in the Gemaras that bring cases where it doesn't seem like you have 60 or 100 or that the Gemara fell off of the requirement of needing a certain shear, and the Gemara is no longer dealing with bittul b'shishim or b'meya, but rather it's a different lamdus of panim chadashos. The words of the Ran are definitely not saying that. So, I'm just pointing that out. Okay, have a good night, everyone. A question for everyone, quick question. I see that this time worked for people. Is this in general a better time for people? Is 9:45 better than 9:15? Or just a coincidence that it worked? Just curious. I'm not saying I could do it.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.